The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. First, the water level in a pond inexplicably plunged. Then, thousands of toads appeared on streets in a nearby province. Finally, just hours before China's worst earthquake in three decades, animals at a local zoo began acting strangely. And many in China are asking, why didn't these natural signs alert the government that a disaster was coming? In fact, seismologists say it is nearly impossible to predict when and where an earthquake will strike. The day of the Chinese earthquake, zebras were banging their heads against a door at a zoo in Wuhan, more than 600 miles east of the epicenter. Elephants swung their trunks wildly, almost hitting a staff member. The 20 lions and tigers, which normally would be asleep at midday, were walking around. And 5 minutes before the quake hit, dozens of peacocks started screeching. There are a few possible reasons for such behavior. The most likely is that the movement of underground rocks before an earthquake generates an electrical signal that some animals can perceive. Another theory holds that other animals can sense weak shocks before an earthquake that are imperceptible to humans.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.